Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's jump right in. The market felt like a tale of two cities today, didn't it?
It absolutely did. You had this massive headline catalyst with the Alphabet ruling, which sent mega caps into orbit. But underneath that shiny surface, the broader market was actually quite weak. It was a very narrow, top-heavy day.
Right. The NASDAQ was up a full percent, but the Dow Jones was actually in the red all day. That tells the whole story.
Exactly. And the best way to see that divergence is to look at the S&P 500. The normal, market-weighted index gained almost 0.5%, but the equal-weighted version, it was down almost 0.5%. That means a tiny handful of giants were literally carrying the entire market on their backs.
A generals-only charge, then. So which sectors were doing the heavy lifting?
Well, no surprise. Communication services led the pack, up a staggering 3.8%, thanks to Google hitting a new record high. Tech and consumer discretionary also saw modest gains, mostly thanks to Apple and Tesla. But get this, only those three sectors were in the green. Seven other sectors finished lower.
And which was the biggest drag on the market?
That would be the energy sector, which fell over 2%. Crude oil dropped about 2% after reports that OPEC Plus might discuss an output increase. That's a classic supply-side headwind right there.
Interesting. Now, I want to talk about retail because it seemed all over the place. Macy's just exploded higher, up over 20%.
A monster move on a huge earnings beat. But then you have the flip side with Dollar Tree. They also beat on earnings and revenue, but the stock got hammered, down over 8%. Investors were spooked by flat third-quarter guidance and ongoing tariff concerns. It just shows how laser-focused this market is on the future, not the past.
That's a great point. It's all about the forward guidance. Now let's shift to the Fed. There was a ton of chatter today, and it all seemed to point in one direction.
It certainly did. The message is loud and clear. A September rate cut is coming. Fed Governor Waller was on CNBC and basically endorsed it, pointing to softness in the labor market. And right on cue, the July JOLTS report showed fewer job openings than expected, reinforcing that narrative.
So the market is fully pricing this in now?
Almost completely. The CME FedWatch tool is now showing a 95.6% probability of a cut in September. It's about as close to a done deal as you can get. The bond market loved it too. Yields on the 2-year and 10-year notes fell nicely.
But I did see a note of caution in the Fed's beige book. Something about stagflation?
You're right to pick up on that. There were some stagflationary undertones, slowing employment growth, but firms expecting price increases to continue. So while the Fed is signaling a cut to support the labor market, they're definitely keeping one eye on inflation. It's not a simple picture.
Okay, let's get tactical. Despite the weak breath, the indices closed strong with a big ramp in the final hour. What's the technical sentiment telling you?
The sentiment picture is surprisingly bullish, driven entirely by that late-day action. We saw a huge volume spike into the close, and the VXX, which measures volatility, just got crushed. That tells me fear left the building and traders were aggressively buying growth names into the close. The rotation is clear. Money is flowing into tech and financials and away from defensive sectors.
So, what's on the watch list for tomorrow? Let's start with some continuation plays, stocks that are already showing strength.
Absolutely. I'm watching names that are breaking out with authority. Workday, ticker WDAY, is a prime example. It had a clear breakout on a volume surge. I'm looking for a move toward $238, then possibly $240. I also like the look of Fair Isaac, FICO, and Travelers, TRV. Both are showing great momentum out of consolidations.
Got it. Now, what about stocks that are just coiling up, the anticipation setups?
This is where I'm looking for the next wave of leaders. HubSpot, ticker HeyJeans, is at the top of my list. The chart is tightening up beautifully, and it just got a nice upgrade. A break over 472 could really get it moving. I'm also watching Insmed, INSM, in the healthcare space, and AutoZone, AZO. Both are showing quiet strength and look ready for a pop.
You know, your take is definitely risk on, focused on this late day strength, but I saw some analysis from earlier today that was much more cautious, flagging the weak breath and advising a focus on defensive sectors.
That's a fantastic point, and it really highlights the two-sided nature of the day. The caution was 100% valid this morning. The breath was awful, with more stocks selling off than rallying, but the market's entire character shifted in that final hour. The closing action was aggressive, and it was all focused on growth. We have to trade the market we have, not the one we had at 10 a.m. The money flow into the close screamed, risk on.
That makes sense. So what are the key levels, the lines in the sand, for tomorrow?
For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the key resistance is 644, a clean break above that validates this bullish momentum. To the downside, watch the 640 level for support. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF, the QQQ, we need to clear 571. The support to hold is 567. Those are the pivots.
Fantastic breakdown. So the takeaway is, respect the mega cap leadership, be aware it's a narrow market, and focus on tactical setups in the strong sectors. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. Trade what you see and stay nimble.
That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.